Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin. It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga. And for that, we are joined by DW sports correspondent Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Now, Chris, Bayern Munich crashed out of the UEFA Champions League, but the defending champions were able to defeat Wolfsburg thanks to a historic performance from Jamal Musiala.
Yeah, speaking of the Champions League, Bayern won the battle in Paris, but we all know they lost the war in the first leg. Going in, I did think that fatigue could set in because Bayern dropped points against Union Berlin. This was, you know, during the Champions League week. And I thought that it would follow suit, but no, it did not against Wolfsburg, a solid side all around all year. Jamal Musiala, the young kid, this kid is really special. You know, Thomas Müller called him a player that shines like a diamond at times. His first goal, he weaved through traffic to finish. His second was a beautiful header and another assist from Thomas Müller, by the way. He's the youngest player in Bundesliga history to score 6 goals. He's only 18 years old. I think his future is mighty bright. He's also committed to the German national team. I think he'll be an asset in the future for Hansi Flick, you know, after the European Championship this summer. You know, but Bayern did what they needed to do to extend their cushion over RB Leipzig, a side that dropped points against Hoffenheim. So the one title that Bayern can successfully defeat, seeing them having no German Cup left, no Champions League left, only the Bundesliga in front of them, it looks like that they've secured that title. I think they will successfully defend that and extend their historic run at being the Bundesliga's best.
Now, let's address the bigger Bayern Munich news, which is that coach Hansi Flick has announced that he'll be leaving the club at the end of the season. What's next for coach Hansi Flick and who will be his replacement at Bayern?
Well, first, let me address that announcement that he made. You know, the club came out and said Hansi Flick and the club had agreed that they would focus on the upcoming matches and there will be no conversations about a future made after a match. Obviously, Hansi Flick pulled an ace out of his sleeve and just did what he wanted to do following the match against Wolfsburg. You know, so the club obviously is not happy about that. And that just goes to speak of what the relationship was like between Hansi Flick and the club. I mean, it was all clear that there are some issues with the sporting director and so forth. So what's next for Hansi Flick? He did make it known that the Germany job is something he will consider if approached. We all know every German pundit in every media outlet has already tipped Hansi Flick for that position if the Bayern future was unsettled. And the German media seemed to be right because they had actually said that Augsburg, the final game of the season, would be Flick's final game for Bayern. And that has proven to be true. So what names are out there? The German media have suggested Max Allegri. You know, we know he's unemployed. It's been 2 years since Juventus fired him. You know, but my money's on Julian Nagelsmann. Julian Nagelsmann is a perfect pick for a few reasons. For one, his hometown is near Munich. He's lived there for several years. He's built a house there. His family lives there. A few years back, he's already said that coaching at FC Bayern is a dream of his. It always has been. So I think that's the best fit. And RB Leipzig made it clear that if they want Julian Nagelsmann, they'll have to pay up to trigger his release clause because right now he's under contract at RB Leipzig until 2023. So I think Bayern Munich will probably look and give him the loyalty test like they probably did Flick, you know, and we know how that ended. So I think Nagelsmann will pass that loyalty test. Oliver Kahn, I guess, will give him a rest with the other Bayern brass. And we'll see. You know, there's all this musical chairs right now with German managers, you know, and it just seems to be a really solid fit for Julian Nagelsmann, a young coach coming up. He's always been competitive against Bayern Munich, whether it was Hoffenheim or RB Leipzig. I like the fit. Let's see what happens, though, at the end of the season.
Now, you've mentioned Julian Nagelsmann. Are RB Leipzig's title chances over after that 0-0 draw to Hoffenheim?
Yeah, I think they're over right now. I mean, you know, look at the cushion. It's more than 5 points now. You know, RB Leipzig, you know, I thought they did secure the 3 points when Yusuf Poulsen converted in front of goal, but then it did ricochet off his arm. And we all know if you score a goal that way, it's always called off. They just couldn't create enough chances against Julian Nagelsmann's former side. He said as much you know, himself after the match, that the team just could not execute chances. The chances were few and far between. They could have done better in front of goal. One chance I would have liked to see Tyler Adams convert his chance, his header, but you know, it just was a failed effort. You have to give credit to Hoffenheim for what they've managed to do. You know, they're not going anywhere, but staying in the top flight, but they did put up quite the effort defensively, you know, to keep the reins on the Bulls of RB Leipzig, you know, in this match. But it is what it is. I think they made it a lot easier for Bayern Munich moving forward because there's not so much to go. You know, there's only five matches left, you know, and I think Bayern will continue winning with performances like we saw from Jamal Musiala. And then there are a lot of other young talent, you know, out there as well. You have Thomas Müller, you know, performing as he is, and then they only have one target in front of them. So I think, you know, it's just bad to see a team fall short, and especially when it comes down to the final stretch of the season.
Now, Chris, as usual, before I let you go, what else has hit your radar in Germany?
Yes, Frankfurt got smoked by Gladbach. That definitely hit my radar. Every time news comes out that a coach is leaving a club, the team starts to self-destruct. Adi Hütter is leaving Frankfurt this summer for Gladbach, and this what happens. They get smoked for nothing, you know. And the same thing happened to Gladbach when it came out that Marco Rosa was going to depart their club for Borussia Dortmund. We saw Gladbach slowly slide down the table. Right now they're holding on to that last European spot, but that'll be a fight moving forward as well. You know, I think this hurts Frankfurt's Champions League contention, especially with Dortmund winning against Bremen. You know, Dortmund, give them credit. They got in a hole first. Typically, when you see Dortmund get in a hole, sometimes they just wither away, but they bounce back, you know, with a strong form. I like what I saw, you know, with Erling Haaland scoring a brace in a short window of time. You know, Mats Hummels had a header in Gio Reyna. Gio Reyna's goal was a powerful strike. You know, he looks good. Borussia Dortmund right now look really good. You know, they have to close a four-point gap in five matches. I think that's very possible when you consider the coach situation at Frankfurt. You know, when the coach leaves, you know, maybe they start running on fumes, you know, and they just start throwing matches and giving haphazard performances like we saw them recently give. This just makes it a lot easier for Dortmund moving forward, especially when they're chasing the Champions League and they have all this young talent that might jump ship if they don't qualify for the Champions League. So it's a win-win for Dortmund, you know, in this respect. So you want to always keep a watchful eye over that progress in that team because there's so much talent on that roster.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga updates. That is DW Sports correspondent Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Thank you very much and have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Prisch. And graphics are provided by Nino Segeleni.